Welcome to Medical Language, Terminology, and Context, and welcome to Healthcare. My name is Melody Hull, and I'm pleased to guide you through this series of podcasts as you embark on your journey into a new career and a new language. From this point on, this book and all of its resource materials will facilitate that journey. Medical terminology is an advanced form of English very specific to the needs of health and allied health professions. In all fields of healthcare, medical terms form the basis of the language used to communicate, to describe and report conditions, situations, devices, procedures, and diagnostics. Anatomical terms are also included here. Most medical terms derive from the Latin or Greek languages, so if you don't have a background in the healthcare field, it can sometimes seem very challenging to wrap your head around new terminology. This text approaches the subject matter as if medical terminology is a foreign language. Medical terminology and medical language are not the same thing. As you know, medical terminology derives largely from Latin and Greek. It is highly standardized and recognized around the world. Medical language is not standardized in the same way, nor does it stem from a foreign language. It is the workaday language that members of the healthcare team use to communicate with one another. It's a type of jargon, a type of code in which members of a profession interact. It can vary from state to state, even country to country. Medical language includes the use of names of equipment or bandages, short names for procedures, some abbreviations and acronyms, workplace slang, and so on. The ability to recognize root words or versions of root words called combining forms is a key strategy in mastering medical terminology and a major feature of this textbook. Unit 1 introduces the foundations of medical terms and establishes an appreciation of basic word structure, roots, prefixes, and suffixes. The following units, chapter by chapter, highlight roots and combining forms, exploring how medical terms are constructed or deconstructed from them. This reinforces the ability to recognize and draw meaning from simple to complex words. But there's more to learning a language than simply building a vocabulary. You need to be able to use those terms in a meaningful way. You need to communicate in the language of medicine, medical language. Communication is another major feature of this textbook. While each and every chapter provides opportunities to read about and explore different health careers, you will actually hear members of care teams communicate through written dialogue and audio-based exercises. For example, one chapter may introduce the language used by laboratory or medical record technicians, while another might focus on the language of nurses and doctors. Within that, you will focus on medical terms for anatomy, physiology, and pathophysiology, and so on. Contextual learning also plays prominently in language acquisition. In similar fashion to foreign language courses, vocabulary is presented in the context of a variety of healthcare situations to enhance learning. This is because context promotes learning by providing relevance. From the beginning of this textbook, you will be introduced to five main characters involved in a very serious motor vehicle accident. This is the context. You will follow Gil, Glory, Zane, Stevie Rose, and Clay from the moment of their trauma through assessment, treatment, rehabilitation, and restoration of health. And so this is the flow of the chapters you are about to encounter. You'll work with new medical terms and language all in the context of patient care and the work of the members of the healthcare team. Terms are introduced, analyzed, and decoded for meaning. Skills of word recognition, word building, reading, writing, speaking, and listening are developed. You'll immediately use what you're learning. Each chapter and unit builds on the next in a process of cumulative learning. One new word leads to another as you build both knowledge and skills. Soon, you will be communicating in the context of your studies and career.